showing today's daf yomi is Gittin Ayin Dal, Gittin 74. The Mishnah says that if you say, this is your get on the condition you give to me 200 zuz, that you're divorced, and you have to give the money. So the question is, there's a dispute in the Gemara, at what point does the divorce take effect? Does it take effect when she gives the 200 zuz? Do we say from that point they're divorced? Or do we say when she gives the 200 zuz, then the divorce is retroactively active from the moment he said this conditional clause? And say, when you give me the divorce on the condition you give me the 200 zuz, if he says it on a Sunday and she gives the divorce, she gives the money on Thursday, does the divorce take place on Thursday or on Sunday? So the Gemara has this as a dispute between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna says that she's divorced retroactively from the time it was said, and Rav Yehuda says, no, she's only divorced from the moment she gives the money. The basis for Rav Huna's position, the Gemara says, is Koa Omer Amanas Komer Me'at Shabdam. Whoever says on the condition, it means like you're saying it from right now. And so therefore, the divorce goes back to the moment where we listed this condition. The divorce is not only true about divorce, but it's also true about betrothal. And this concept is true across the board in the Jewish law. He's also thinking it's also true as it relates to the spiritual. If somebody says, oh, I'm going to give this, do this mitzvah on the condition that this happens. So since you're making this conditional clause, call Omer Amanas, Kachshav Dami. Do it right now. Don't wait. Don't wait until you do the conditional clause. Do it right now. You've spoken it into existence, and you have to do it.